Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all brave a duo of Pinot Noirs. First, from the Hocking Hills Winery in Ohio, and second, Ménage à Trois, their luscious Pinot Noir. So sit back, relax, and suffer through these terrible wines here on the Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, friends. Today is International Friendship Day, so shout out to our friends, our avid listeners.
And it also is William, our middle child's birthday.
Happy birthday
which
to
it him. Fits. Happy birthday He was very friendly this evening. He ate his turkey sandwich, which is really ham, which he calls pork chop, which he doesn't like, and he loved it. So,
and he's a friend of the show.
He is. He's been on the show.
He's an often visitor.
Yes, because we have meat and cheese. And the Triple B, as you heard, is also on tonight.
Good evening.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that was so difficult.
It is.
It's tricky. Well, it is. We're having a hard night. I just have a feeling it's going to get worse.
Well, it is going to get worse because we have an interesting show tonight. And one thing we are going to unveil tonight is a new segment to the show. It's in the potpourri.
Okay.
But it will be Becky's Corner, where she will provide commentary that we will disavow, obviously.
Yeah. Well, it depends how good it is.
No, it's not about good or bad. It's just, you know, she can have... I don't know, renegade type opinions.
I'm not really one to be a renegade opinion.
You're not.
She's a bit of a pirate.
But it's, that's part of the problem. So this is going to be an interesting night. You're playing hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. true. I'm playing with a sinus headache. Yeah.
Which is lucky because you might pass out from the pain and not have to drink what we have in front of us.
So true.
Now, I would also like to issue an apology tonight, folks. The episode released today was Even Us or Aventus Port.
Ooh.
And... we were very, very drunk on that episode. It was very amusing. But, you know, whenever have you ever heard yourself recorded when you're... Because I didn't remember.
Actually, we have.
Well, yes. But we sang... I skipped over the part where we sang the whole Strawberry Wine.
Oh, God.
As a duo.
You all often sing Strawberry Wine.
Yes, we do. But
actually, I think it was my first time recorded.
I actually started making an analogy, and then I blanked out, and I had no idea what I was talking about. Strangely enough.
That's not unusual.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean we're drunk, does it?
No. Anyway. No.
On tonight's show, we have a duo of Pinot Noirs, as you heard in the show's opening there. They don't know what I'm talking about because we have an opening. It's a recorded opening. Anyway, one of the wines...
Oh, did you introduce it?
Yes, already.
Oh.
They know what this is. It's not a mystery to them, and it's not a mystery to the Triple B, but it is a mystery to Mr. Unlicensed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The first one is not because he brought this shit here, and this shit is what made me want to do this.
So I have a question.
Yes.
I think that for the one that we know what it is,
yes.
you should have Scott introduce it and then kind of talk about the reason why he thought we should drink it.
He doesn't, but thought? He didn't think.
Yeah.
No. No. The first one that we know about, and I will just say it, it's a wine he bought because it's a threesome, and it's inappropriate. It talks about sex, and Scott likes that because he's a pervert. It's Ménage à Trois, and it's there. And you know, just getting the red blend of Ménage à Trois would be bad, but Scott said, no, that's not bad enough. So you say, well, why'd he buy the Merlot? Oh, he didn't. He didn't buy
didn't
the Merlot.
Do that.
No.
No.
What did he buy the Cabernet? No. No, didn't do that.
Folks.
No, if you're going to try to be disgusting with a wine that has a blatant sexual reference on it, why not get Pinot? And that's what he did. He got their luscious.
It's luscious, baby. It's luscious.
Pinot Noir.
Why wouldn't you buy luscious?
I really doubt ever. This wine has never led to sex, probably, because the people that drank it probably got really sick. And we're barfing on each other.
Baby, tonight I brought a special wine so we can have our sexy time.
I was going to say, don't underestimate the average American consumer.
Don't know.
You can buy this in Walmart. That's where Scott bought it.
You bought it at Walmart?
No.
Where'd you buy it?
Meijer.
How much did you pay for it?
I think it's $12.99 in U.S. dollars.
I think so, yeah. But, you know, don't underestimate the power of Ménage à Trois.
There's no... Oh, God. You one just like the sex long, name. You pervert.
Not that long ago, we were having dinner at Brown Bag Deli.
Okay.
And they might have had Ménage à Trois Red Blend for $8.99.
It doesn't mean glass pour?
No, for a bottle.
A whole bottle. You can get the glass. You can recycle it.
And
normally, though, that wine is best.
You never know what that led to.
What?
I'm just saying.
I bet Deb can testify it led to you being by yourself once again. So.
I have some questions.
Well, yeah.
Where's Ménage à Trois made?
California.
Like Napa-ish?
I'm not sure if you're serious.
Do they, like, get any more specific, or is it just California?
Well, it's a California, but I am sure this is from the finest areas in California.
My guess is it's like Napa adjacent.
I think it's Baja adjacent.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I think it's grown via hydroponics next to their marijuana production. Probably be okay. My guess. Made by hippies.
Okay.
No, they have a full line. And
is this pure Pinot?
Oh, no. It's not pure Pinot. It's pure seduction.
So, do we know any other winemakers that blend Pinot?
Yes, but they don't admit it. But when we come back, folks, see, the Triple B is going to level two here. She just didn't have time for this shit, is what it amounts to. And it's the second wine, because when we come back...
Before we go, can I just say this looks like straight-up Dimetap?
Which one?
The one that's in my glass.
It's because it is Dimetap. It literally is Dimetap.
Ménage à Trois in Dimetap.
It's straight up Dimetap. So we're going to... Yeah, it does. It looks disgusting. So we're going to take a break. Be right back. Or maybe not. Here. On the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So, the first wine. Let's just shift the focus to that, because we'll come back to Ménage à Trois here in a little bit.
Okay.
The first wine, Scott. We're not going to reveal it. We want you to first go through the paces on a blind tasting.
Hold on. Here. I'm so confused. What is this wine, Ménage à Trois? Or no. This is the mystery wine?
This is the mystery wine.
Oh, did you realize? I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Well, I think he misled us.
No.
He's tricky.
We're all going to taste it. And then, Scott, it's Pinot, obviously.
Okay, I was going to ask. Is it? I would not say obviously.
Well, it's very watery, and it's in a Pinot glass.
It's Pinot Noir, I think, is what this actually is.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should have got another bad Pinot. Then we could have the Pinot trio. Oh,
that's a lot, man.
I know, I was going to say three bad. So when we talk about watery edge, this is like diluted.
Raspberry vinaigrette.
Maybe this would be good over a salad.
Something
died in there. It has a
pungent, something sharp, something acrid.
You know what I love about it? It has a blood orange hue to it. It's slightly brickish. It's a red orangish hue. That's what it looks like.
It
looks like watered down Robitussin.
Yeah. Let's make sure Scott drinks it first. Yeah. What's it smell like?
I've got nothing else to say.
What's it
on my
snork
nose?
Like? It doesn't smell like liquefied pork, so you know it's not that shit that you made me drink that one time.
Acrid. It's burning my nostrils.
It doesn't have as bad a nose as I would expect it would.
Right. I thought that it was going to be a much... I know it's got like a fruity, sugary fruit nose, but I thought it was just going to be like Kool-Aid nose.
Oh, yes. This wine has a secret beyond its secret, and I'll tell you that in a minute. As soon as he drinks it.
All right,
let's
do it.
And says where he thinks it's from. Because I don't know where it's from.
Oh, Mm. Oh, you drank it too.
Mm.
Well, it's not the worst thing we've ever had.
No, it's not the worst thing.
It really isn't.
And another test will be tonight. Is it better than Luscious?
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
Yeah. So, Scott, here's the
test. Don't do any tips. Let's discuss it. It's very short.
It's very short.
And there's a...
It's dry.
Tad bit of residual sugar. A little bit.
It has a prickly cotton candy-esque to it, but it's not necessarily sweet.
It's certainly not sweet to the extent that I expected.
No, Lord, no.
I'm honestly struggling to get a lot of flavor out of it.
Yeah, it's there's a little.
It's a little Samuel Robert-esque, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Samuel Robert is better, mind you.
By far.
Slow down. Yeah, I'm a bit, but it does. It does. At least you would. I'm sorry, it made me cough. It tastes like a version of Pinot Noir, in a certain sense.
Right.
Yeah, good Pinot Noir.
I would probably get if we did a totally blind taste test. I think that I would say Pinot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, Scott,
the biggest thing that would give it away is just how it looks in the glass.
Well, true.
There's nothing really redeeming about it. It's not awful though, really.
We have certainly had worse. How much did you pay for this?
If I told you, you'd be upset.
I thought it might be a little bit expensive.
It is. Well, $20.
Yeah, I thought that's what I would have guessed.
Yeah. I didn't know what it cost. I went, that's too late now.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no. But it'd have to be expensive-ish.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That didn't.
You know, there is a little earthy thing going on there. Not in a French way, but maybe a little saddle leather going on.
It does, actually. Remember that a long time ago when we first started doing the show? I found some little dipshit Kiane at Giant Eagle that tasted like a damn horse's saddle.
It did.
But we pretended like we liked it.
Well.
And we haven't bought any more of it either.
No.
And it had a little bit of that same thing. This has a little bit more of a pungent candied cherry. But that, a little saddle. Yeah, a little saddle rash.
Light, maybe.
This one is not bad.
No.
And it's kind of a new territory for us where it doesn't have enough flavor.
Yes.
We don't often drink wines that don't have enough flavor. Most of the time we're like, whoa, this is just so overwhelming. I can't get past the oak or the green pepper or whatever it is. This is, you know, really only the second wine where we would like for there to be more.
Well, let me just say, though, I don't think I would want this winery to impart more of their flavor. I'm fine with them not. It's just fine as it is.
Because
don't,
you know,
change
what
a
it
thing
is.
Well, yeah, and this is not Robert Mondavi. Okay, just let you know. Or this isn't Latour, so you know that.
Well,
what we're talking about is a very small production winery.
Very.
And you know what? It is not that bad.
No,
have had much, much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
I would even say that this is a normal tasting Pinot.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, depending on what you're, the Pinotphile would agree.
And for one of the most difficult wines to make, this tastes normal, which is a compliment.
But I'm going to upset
from
you
me.
In a moment.
Hey, she got us normal.
It's not Fry Brothers.
Damn
so, Scott,
it.
Where do you think this wine was made? Have any guesses?
I'm going to say North Coast.
Like what? Like Maine?
No, he meant North Coast
Cali.
In Cali.
California.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going North Coast.
You're a little off. Actually, you're quite a few thousand miles off because this is actually Hocking Hills Winery Pinot Noir. That's in Ohio. Now, the caveat to this wine is some wines are state wines. Some, they buy their grapes from around the world. And this is one of the around the world grape buys. So okay. It's them making wine in their proverbial bathtub.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know. I do, too. But they can't, you know. So, there's another local place called Buckeye Lake Winery.
They do that.
Do that, yeah. But these guys actually make a Pinot that tastes like a Pinot. So, $20.
I'm actually pissed.
I knew that you'd be mad about that. Did you really think that this would be Pinot from Ohio?
That's why I said it's actually normal.
I know. That's why I said you'd get upset shortly.
Ugh.
So you're probably tasting. These are California grapes just made by some bloke in Ohio. Probably.
Then it tastes like shit.
So it might be North Coast, Scott.
That's fair. Scott, you may be right.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. Yeah. Interesting, huh? But by the way, Scott, would you like to guess where I bought this at?
Where you bought this?
I'm going to say Myers.
No, I bought it at a fucking gas station.
It paid $20.
Yeah, it's premium, man. It's the IGA gas station in Baltimore. So it is a gas station. Well, it does because it's a gas station.
It is. It's not a real IGA.
No, it's not. It's Russia. They have 5 items and they cost $100. So you can buy this on their website, though, folks, wherever you are. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could.
Do you think they
ship? I don't know. I mean, if you'd like, folks, I can make you a glass of chocolate milk. Send it to you. Same thing. Oh, they're just mixing shit up. Somebody else did. So.
You know.
What?
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's bullshit, like Becky said. But it's kind of funny.
It's what's kind of funny.
Why does it say American on the bottle?
Because it is American. U.S. America. Yeah. American.
American. What's funny to me is your reaction to this.
An American,
but I thought you knew it was Hocking Hills.
I knew it was Hocking Hills, but I didn't know that they bought their grapes somewhere else.
And forgive the men who died. That's Lee Greenwood, by the way, folks.
Then that was
we
you.
We all know.
Well, I probably didn't know the difference.
I would much prefer an Ohio winery to bring in grapes than to make a red wine from Ohio-grown grapes.
Why?
I would actually much
rather
than...
Have you ever had Ohio red wines?
Oh. I have.
They're awful.
I don't drink Ohio red wines because of that reason.
Yeah, that's
Why?
It.
Why?
I think you can make some okay whites.
You can. You can Chambord also. But I would prefer that Ohio winemakers make more jams and jellies as opposed to wine at all. But
you know...
Chambord grows, but Chambord is awful in my opinion. It's smoky, but it's not very good. The Niagara Concord grapes, I mean, that kind of slosh. I mean, you can
I've
do that.
Never had either of those.
You haven't?
That I thought was worth a shit.
Well, they're just rot gut. It's basically take some Welch's grape juice, throw some fucking vodka in it, and voila, that's Concord. Although your vodka might have a little more alcohol in it, but still. And some of the Vidal Blanc, I think that's one of them also that does well. I mean, there's a few that do well, but we have the wrong type of soil. That's a big reason why. So that's kind of it. But yeah, somebody
has a
passion.
It doesn't even say on the bottle that this is the grapes are sourced from California. Did you read that on their website?
Yes. Yes, I did. I also really just put 2 and 2 together and made 4. It's not too hard to figure out. So now the Triple B is very angry. Very angry. I knew she would be. She, you know, and that's the thing. She gave them praise, and then she found out that they're not frauds, but...
Yeah, basically.
Well, it's like a kit car. It's not the same thing.
No.
Right. You know, I saw a Cobra today, an old Shelby Cobra. It was a kit car. Still pretty cool, though.
I'm way into the office Friday. I saw... The Jaguar Boxster. Old school.
You mean the
The old 50s, 60s open wheel with the spare on the back, and it's a really squarish.
Oh, that's not a Jaguar, man.
Yeah, a Jaguar.
Where'd you see a Jaguar?
Downtown.
No. Where did you see, how did you know it was a Jaguar?
With the little Jaguar.
Well, they can. You can take that and glue that on anything, Scott. Oh, it's probably a midget, not a midget.
No, it's not a midget. This is the longer body. This is the open wheel.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't. I'm pretty sure Jaguar never made anything like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
I don't think so. You're thinking Duesenberg.
No.
Yes. Did it break down?
I passed it down the road.
Well, he probably wasn't a Jaguar then.
Back to Ohio Wines.
Yeah, I should buy a Jaguar. Just saying.
Yeah.
If they make some cheap Jaguars now, man.
Corvette.
Yeah.
You should buy another Vette.
The website says a light red wine produced from a blend of grapes that were hand harvested in the fall of 2015.
Yeah, by somebody. I didn't say who.
The best wine, Ohio wine I've had of recent, it was Laurentia.
Okay.
And it was the State Baton Riesling. And it was quite nice. It wasn't a sugary mess.
Mm-hmm.
It was towards dry, not quite what I would call dry, but it was really appealing and nice. And it had a wonderful balance of lemon zest, and green apple. It was sharp. It was distinct and really pleasant.
Not too far from here, there's a place called Rockside Winery. And they used to have something called RSV Red Blend. RSV is a communicable disease, but they never really thought about that when they named their vineyard. But and it was good, but it was Chambord primarily. I think it was almost all Chambord. Mm-hmm. And that was nice, except there's one big caveat about that. They sold then to Wyodot. And for those who don't know, Wyodot Wineries is one in Columbus and whatnot. They are essentially, if Bozo the Clown made shitty Ohio wine, that would be Wyodot. They do wine slushies. You know, that's what it's Bozo the Clown. So they're terrible. But this is one of the, and you see that, I think you'll find this all across the United States where you'll see so-and-so winery, but they're sourcing grapes and, you know.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you source grapes from somewhere internationally?
Theoretically, yes, you could, because they do a Malbec.
Who does?
Hocking Hills Winery.
Where do they get their Malbec?
Probably from Chile.
Do you think that Italy outsources their grapes?
They could, yeah. You could buy Italian grapes. And by the way, this is James Suckley, and I have had the Hocking Hills Malbec. It is Chilean, of course, and I provided it. 172 of my points.
I can't roll my eyes enough for this. I cannot stand it. You are using someone else's
grapes. I'm not doing that.
Harvested from a different place and putting your label on it.
Okay, this is not Becky's Corner.
But that's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual in California.
It's not unusual, but they don't say it on the label, and I don't like it.
Tom Jones said that. It's not unusual.
But for example, Scott Zanin Wines, you know, he sources grapes from Dry Creek.
Just because people do it doesn't make it okay.
No, that's right, Scott. All the kids in school were doing drugs. It didn't make it okay to do them. Shouldn't have done them.
Well,
that's right.
It's a gross thing to do.
Well, gross.
It is gross. It could have tons of white wine that they make on their own, from their own vineyards.
Yeah, but you haven't had that. You might say, where's the Pinot after you do that?
Well, I don't care if it's terrible. At least it's authentic. At least it's real.
It's true. It's true.
It's no different than a home winemaker that brings stuff in from California.
And this Becky's Corner was brought to you by Craig Walters of Allstate Insurance. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And all opinions expressed by Becky are her own. Do not represent the wine vault as a whole. Except for that one last one she said, probably. But
I don't care who it is that's doing it. I don't like it.
Okay. My point is, I'm not sure why you're doing it, because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. But mostly what it is, they have a restaurant, okay? And so people go down and they want to drink wine in the Hocking Hills. So they, you know, they don't have Woodbridge. They make their own stuff. All right. And it is Cali stuff. At least whoever's making it is quasi-competent, and they can make something that tastes like Pinot. And it wouldn't make me sad if I sat out in the Hocking Hills, for those who don't know, it's a tourist area. It's really pretty down there. Unless you live around real mountains, then
it's
beautiful.
Isn't all that. It's like a wooded, mountainous area. Lots of like little baby cabins.
Mm-hmm. So
super
if you're
rural, gorgeous.
If you're sitting on their patio looking out at the expansion of woods and whatever, this would not be an unpleasant thing to drink.
Do you know
really
what
they
have to pair this with? A barbecue sandwich.
Well,
Well, that might be a lovely barbecue sandwich. I would drink their Zinfandel, though, which
like
is...
It looks like vomit. There, it looks like someone puked up pork and put it on a bun. Ooh. Whoever does their photography needs to not quit their day job.
Once again, this Becky's Corner is brought to you by...
I'm so annoyed.
I know.
You really are annoyed by this.
Yeah, yes. I am.
It's great. It's terrible. Terrible. I'm
terrible.
Sorry.
It's terrible, Chuck. It's terrible. It's terrible, Kenny.
Well, to make Becky angrier, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to drink the sex wine here on the Wine Vault.
Woohoo!
You. Whatever. So now we're on to the Smuckers portion of the show, where we drink something that is more repulsive, probably less offensive to
Triple
Folks,
B, one guy had
what
emptied Luscious into this quaint little pseudo-carafe.
It's a pseudo-carafe, yeah.
And it's frothing.
It is frothing.
Luscious is frothing.
It is. And by the way, Scott, I would like to make a wine confession.
Okay, go ahead. And then we're going to read the label.
Oh, I am. But... And I'm going to do this in the voice of the, not the Triple B, of James Suckling, sort of. What does temptation look like? This isn't James Suckling. It's going to be a sexy voice. What does temptation look like? Infatuation feel like? Seduction taste like? I actually had a thought that came in my mind. Anyway, wait a second. Never mind. You'll find out when you let us expose you to our darker side. The darker side of noir. Pinot Noir, that is. We invite you to get it racy with our raspberries, scandalous with our dark chocolate, and carried away with our vanilla and kisses of mocha. Do you want a passionate encounter? You'll want to... I'll try this again. Do you want... What a bunch of fucking douches. Do you want... Do you want... All right, I'll try it again. Okay. Do you want a passionate encounter you'll want to experience again and again? There you go.
Take pleasure in a luscious Pinot.
Yes. And this wine is made of a curare of sorts. It is 76 Pinot Noir, 13% Petite Syrah, 6% Syrah, and 5% Zinfandel, because you always wanted that.
Do you want a passionate encounter?
So
you'll want to experience again and again.
Is the thinking stop? It's
gross.
It is gross.
That's really interesting.
Is it just because they want it to be dark?
Yes, that is the only reason.
Yeah.
That's why Mayomi did it.
Mayomi's not dark, though.
Yes, it is. In its soul.
Relatively speaking.
It looked like it was strawberry.
Wine confession.
The front of the label says opulent,
no.
Rich,
no.
Voluptuous.
No. Well. Ooh. Here's another wine confession. This is their California red wine.
We promise you a luscious love affair. We'll tease you with our bold blackberry and raspberry nature. Add pink to your cheeks with our sassy red fruits. All while indulging you with our rich... Well, I don't even know what that word is. Full-bodied flavors and firm tannin. We'll even flirt with any carnivore lover.
What?
Sizzling meat or or savory chicken, anyone? If you've never tried a menage a trois, let us be your first.
why don't they have commercials? I don't understand. Things that they love. This is all on their website.
Your passions run deep. From girls' night to date night to music and style. Menage a trois wines or and lust for what's wild.
Yes. Yeah. Why pineapples are our favorite forbidden fruit. There's that. Ignite your 4th of July with our Menage a Trois Prosecco liquid fireworks cocktail.
Ew.
Explore the mysteries of Menage a Trois Midnight and our Black Swan cocktail glass.
Which the moniker in their wine confession there is, do you like to do it in the dark?
Is it dark enough in the room? You want it to be darker? This is awkward.
Lavish. We vow to make a grand impression.
It's lavash. Yes. Menage.
So the back of the bottle says vented and bottled by?
Yes.
Which, do you know what that means?
Vented?
Mm-hmm.
Means made in bottle. It means it's the same thing Hocking Hills did. They don't grow the grapes, they outsource. Right.
Now, there is a fact sheet with the luscious Pinot Noir. Oh, my God. Let's just see. This is their tasting notes. Menage a Trois Luscious exposes the darker side of Pinot. Soft and approachable, it seduces you with its sultry fragrance, voluptuous flavors, and devastatingly smooth finish. Succulent black cherry and rich raspberry flavors flirt dangerously with sensual whispers of vanilla. Thrilling your palate like never before. A kiss of mocha lingers lusciously on your lips. A reminder of a passionate encounter you won't soon forget.
That's enough.
It's never enough. But nevertheless, Triple B is still angry about Hocking Hills.
I am in a terrible mood.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was just going to point out about the Menage a Trois that it was vented and bottled by Foley Adieu.
Yeah.
Winery, Napa, and Lodi. So it is Napa adjacent.
No. They just have a couple. They have a garage in Napa. And then their brother's house in Lodi.
It's a garage. It's more of a shed.
It's a tool shed.
She shed.
Yeah.
Well, undefined shed.
It's one of those.
It's a Zer shed.
A Rubbermaid, like little garden sheds.
No, that would be a step up.
Oh, yeah.
This is a matchbook.
It's basically a washing machine cardboard box.
They're pretty sturdy.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're pretty sturdy. You know, if you cut them just right, you can duct tape them back together, and there you go.
That's true.
You've got a winery.
And you know what else, folks? We keep talking like this because we don't want to drink this. Yep. But nevertheless, we will. In the glass.
It stopped frothing.
Yes, it's not all that impressive.
That's a bonus.
I mean, it looks like a dark red Pinot-ish wine.
You would never guess this to be a Pinot.
Well, there's that little translucence that...
I don't even know what that smell is.
Well, that's luscious raspberry, kisses of vanilla. Oh, that's kisses of mocha, I'm sorry. Whispers of vanilla, that's what that is.
No.
Except it's not.
I'll be honest.
Want you to lie.
Lie to me. Lie to me.
To tell the
There's
truth.
A little Pinot Funk in the background there. There is.
I know that you don't think that you're lying, but you are to yourself.
Nope.
I don't know it's if there. It's there. I think you might think it's Pinot Funk, but it's like maybe trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like another.
Scott.
No, that's Pinot Funk.
That's like suggesting landfill. That a chocolate donut has a funk in it. No.
Oh,
there's a lot of dimensions to these chocolate-covered donuts. I taste chocolate, and then I taste the donut. But underneath those things...
There's some Pinot Funk.
There's also a waxiness from the chocolate. That's a dimension.
No, go in there and...
What?
There's Pinot Funk in there.
You dumb ass. I just did.
There's Pinot Funk.
There's not a Pinot Funk in that.
There is.
That's from the Syrah, or the Zin, or the Petite Syrah.
I'm not saying where it came from. I'm not saying it's not.
I think you just have. I don't think you've bathed all weekend. That's what that is.
No, I just took a shower.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, one. Wow.
Well,
yeah, whether you need it or not.
Well, I needed it.
Let's go in here,
folks. There is a Pinot Funk.
There's no Pinot Funk. No, it's.
You're just harboring ill wills because this is a Pinot Funk.
Medicinal cherry and raspberry with a menthol vanilla edge.
Very much those, but in the background.
There's background. No. This is one-dimensional. It also smells a little bit hot.
Hot?
Yes. Alcohol wafting.
Yeah. Oh. Who's tasting it first?
Well, Mr. Pinot Funk should, seeing that he bought this son of a bitch.
Menage a Trois is introducing their new cab. Aged 3 months in bourbon barrels.
Oh, God. No. What is that called, decadence?
I don't know.
No, it looks good, Scott. And that'll be the episode tonight. Yeah, let's go.
Sorry, we had to cut this episode short.
On account of we're calling 911 to send to the hospital.
Scott passed out and died. Do you wanna...
This is the sugary mess that we expected the other one to be. Rob's doing the "this wine sucks" dance.
Do you want to spit it out?
No. It was grapefruit finish.
What?
Yes, grapefruit finish. Yeah, it's like when you've thrown up in your mouth. But you don't want anybody to know that you just threw up, so you swallow it. That's just what happened to me. What the fuck? Who likes this stuff? Wow.
It's hot. It literally burns your throat. It's hot.
And it's like almost breathing out. It's like singeing my nose hairs a little bit. Yeah. You know?
Who would enjoy this? The people that would think it's funny really would bad. Throw up by drinking it. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
I would never be able to tell that was a peanut.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Correct.
Right. It's a bent, disjointed mess. I'm going to go back in here. First of all, the people that I think would want to buy this, the kind of kitschy shit, you know, they would giggle and whatnot, and they want something sweet and soft and smooth. That's this ain't those things.
Do you think Luscious is considered their higher end?
I think Pinot? It's the same price as their regular Pinot.
They're just doing blends. And they just, you know, marquee the wine. And it's a four variety blend. And, you know, the Merlot is similar. It's 75% Merlot.
All right. It's okay. The second sip. It's always when these wines, when you know what to expect, it's not as bad the second time. It's not good. But that whole derangement is from some fucked up oak chip. Right in the mid palate, there's a deranged oakiness.
Or liquid oak.
Whatever. Someone peed on a frickin' oak plank and then it dripped down in the damn vat.
I would guess oak chip.
Yeah, whatever.
The oak at the end is mild. If you dial that intensity up, that's Predator. That same oak taste.
Well, that's a burnt charred oak.
I'm having some flashbacks.
And it's hot on your. Yes. It's hot going down. Yeah. Not from the alcohol, but from the bad oaking.
Why would you oak it?
To cover up the
flavor.
Well,
the wine is bad, but it's worse because of that stupid oak.
Because you're covering
it. Probably the worst part of it.
Flaws.
The stupid oak is probably the worst part of this wine.
That's like.
We've talked about this before, but this is the kind of wine that you drink. If you had a bottle of this, you would be sick the next day.
Ugh.
The sugar, all of it, you would be sick the next day.
We mock openly Meiomi because we just don't respect that style of winemaking, but they make it. They do what they do well. It's consistent. This is trying to be that, and it's not even close.
I don't know that it's trying to be that, Scott. I don't know. Well, I don't know what this is trying to be.
They wish they could be Meiomi.
Well, they probably make a lot. They sell a lot of money. I don't know if they sell any of this, but this is just
they sell a lot of wine. Menage a Trois. They sell the shit out of it.
Yeah, that, because it's Zen-based. But this, I'm not sure what the hell you would do with this. You'd have to be a complete dumbass to ever buy this for any purpose.
What about for a wine show where you like to make fun of budget bad wines. That might be a good idea. It's even bad. To buy it.
Were they out of Love Noir as well?
Yeah.
My God.
Damn it.
Yeah. Could you imagine, though? You're like, my dear, tonight would be a night of pure romance. I will open the wine.
I can't wait.
I don't want you to role play with me, seriously. Let's have a loving embrace as we sip this voluptuous wine.
Only if this is really good wine.
I'm going to put it to my lips and it's just what happens.
Don't ever touch me again. On their website, do they have cocktails and or food pairings?
They have cocktails.
Yeah.
I didn't look at food. I mean, I'd stop being hungry ever again because I tasted this. You know, and people, I think you might be getting the wrong impression that I think that this is bad.
It's undrinkable.
Well,
it's really bad.
I've had worse.
So on their website, not only do they have a select your menage a trois to reveal a sublime food and wine pairing. It's called Matchmaker.
I saw that. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Catch me or something. Oh, God. It's like I have fucking sawdust in my mouth.
Make waves when you serve this spicy wine-style tuna tartare.
What is that?
Tuna tartare?
Step up to our menage a trois luscious Pinot Dancer's cocktail. The red wine Bloody Mary, as bold as your dance moves.
We've seen that before. A red wine. Tuna tartare? Oh, my God,
and it's
yes.
It's actually beautiful, but...
You don't know. No. Tuna tartare. I think the best pairing with this would be chips and salsa.
Fair.
Hot salsa.
Yeah. That kind of, like, burns your tongue off.
Yes.
Yeah,
just catches you on fire.
Yeah.
Fire eating. That would actually be another good pairing. Jesus. I could never imagine. No.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's just because it's Hawaiian style tuna tartare. That's why. I mean.
Well, yeah.
Because Pinot and spicy foods do so well together. That, you know, it's just that's anyone out there that knows anything knows that if I have a spicy food, I want a Pinot Noir. That's what goes well with that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know. I think that's the least of their sins, but still, you know, Jesus.
I don't know.
But that was back in April of 2019. They might have changed their mind since then.
Yeah. They might have.
What is this shit?
What is this shit?
As Hank would say, what is this shit?
It's just...
It's what?
And by far, we've had much, much worse.
You'd buy this again, wouldn't you?
Nope.
Yeah, you would.
Nope.
It's going to come to that, though, Becky. He's going to say, but, you know, I would buy this.
No. We had some friends over.
Yes.
That's how it's going to start.
Yeah, it always starts. And, by the way, you have served worse things at your house. I know this.
Than this?
Because you take pictures of things, and they're in the foreground or the background.
No.
Remember when you, well, the private selection, whatever it was, Robert Mondavi, you know. Cabernet.
That's not
the
worse
Cabernet.
Than this.
Well, it probably isn't worse than this.
That's not worse than
but
this.
But it's still bad. And when you claim that you were drinking,
that was a gift.
It was somebody gave you that.
It was a gift.
Who would give you that? Somebody didn't like you, obviously.
Well, people think things. People
they assume things about you.
People still give me bourbon barrel aged wine that I hate.
You got this as a gift, didn't you? That's what happened. You didn't buy this.
No, I bought this.
Someone said, you know what? Scott would like menage a trois. You know, that though would be a little forward. Someone gives you that as a gift, and they give you kind of a look.
Yeah.
What if it's one of your buddies? He's like, yeah. What? Yeah. Just three of you two other dudes. You're like, what?
Uh-huh.
No, man.
What? Huh?
Hey, I hear this wine's pretty good. What? No.
Yeah.
No.
For 100 reasons, this is not the wine to take to a dinner party.
No.
Ugh. Or give as a gift.
Or is it?
No.
That would be fun.
No.
He's bringing in. You don't even say anything.
It was $12.
Of American money.
Yeah, $12.99, $11.99.
It's not even $12.99 lira. You know, it's
no,
yeah.
No pesos.
It's not euros. No.
Well, that's a lot, but it's the pound.
Pesos.
No.
It's bad.
Is it?
So
who's going to walk us through the tasting?
I had a I had a Pinotage from some fucking Zimbabwe one time, and it was better than this.
Hocking Hills Winery
is better than this.
Outsourced or not.
Yes.
Is 20 times better than this.
True. True.
This, but, you know, we have had much worse, but this is bad.
Yes, but...
It's such a fatal flaw, the oaking of this, or the oak chipping of this.
The fact that it exists is a flaw.
Liquid oak. Mm. Well, yeah.
Fair.
But, you know, the Ménage à Trois, the red blend, we've had it a couple times.
See, Becky. See, we knew that. You have a look of a man.
I told you the story.
You have the look of a man that would buy
that. It never leads to sex. You're wrong.
Sex with somebody else, Scott. That's the point. Oh, my God.
Well, Brown Bag Deli.
You know, I don't know.
$9.
Oh, $9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, big spender, huh?
And I was going to say, everyone's like, so Scott's going to a deli.
So
bottle of wine.
This masks the stuff then really well.
No,
is that what you're saying?
This.
I mean, it's very strong tasting. You're not going to notice, you know, when someone puts mescaline in your drink and you're like, oh,
well,
what the hell?
Yeah. Brown Bag Deli, by the way, does this wonderful spicy cranberry mayonnaise.
Yes, I've had it before. It's really good. And by the way, the sandwiches there probably, if something like that happened, which I'm sure it didn't, if something like that happened, would be more of an aphrodisiac than this shit.
Okay.
Let's talk about the cranberry mayonnaise.
It could just be your...
How do they make it? Is it like cranberry relish in mayonnaise? Or chopped cranberries?
If I had to guess, I would guess they parboil and roast the cranberries.
Okay.
And then just puree them into a mayonnaise.
Drink that.
Wow. And like on a club sandwich or something?
What is the
turkey
sandwich? Yeah, roasted turkey. It's a blend, though. It's turkey and something else.
Well, it's really good. See, we would always, like Matt used to live up in there, a friend of mine. And if we didn't go to Katzinger's, because the prices were really high at Katzinger's, we'd go to Brown Bag. Mm. Brown Bag was really good.
Brown Bag's just off the park.
Mm. Yeah. One time I bought a bottle of wine there, and it went back and opened it. And when we were pulling the cork, the actual top of the bottle ripped off.
What?
Yeah, just ripped off. Mm. They ripped off clean, though, so we, you know.
Drank?
Yeah, why not?
There was a place that used to be in Granville called Brews.
Yeah, Brews, yeah.
And they had a club sandwich, and they served it on cinnamon raisin bread.
Oh, that was so wonderful.
Brews had a nice menu.
Yeah, they did.
They had good food.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Village Addiction was the name of that sandwich. Smoked turkey, Havarti, cranberry mayonnaise,
yeah,
grilled on sourdough.
Oh, yeah,
that
that's a sandwich.
Delightful.
That's a sandwich right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't New York style stacked with meat, but you got a nice portion
that's right.
there.
Mm-hmm. And that's what got you lucky. That
what did they serve their sandwiches with?
You can get sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I think you get a bag of chips with each sandwich.
Not like Housemaid?
No.
No, but they have quite the selection.
It might have been the bag of chips. I mean, I'm trying to think. It's not your sex appeal.
Oh, baby.
Did you spit in your hand? It's not that. That was the limit of it, too. So impressive. Maybe it was.
Turn off the lights. Turn them off.
Yeah, you sing My Big 10-inch, because that gets him going.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, that chick's no cinch.
Yeah, and he sang that in front of a 7-year-old girl.
She really get me going. It's not my fault. That family brought children to karaoke.
It was your fault that you chose to go up there and sing it.
That's the only song I do.
That's
not true.
No, it's not. And the fact is,
it's world renowned.
I have photographic evidence of it and video evidence of it.
I did karaoke.
Yeah, and I took pictures of you doing it, and the girl is in that too, but I did blur out her face. So when she's 14 and still scarred and still at a therapist because some freak was singing some dumbass song about his dick that she never heard of, and she assumed
it
wasn't that big.
It's a song about a record.
It was a song about your...
I've never heard that song until he did it at karaoke.
Nobody knows that song.
Everybody knows that song.
No, I know it because you sang it twice.
I'll tell you many more times than that.
Well, I've had the experience of it twice. It was traumatizing for me.
Everything's traumatizing from you.
That's because I'm around you too damn much. Well, so, folks, we're going to take
a
break. I
have influence on you.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, those brisket fries, delicious.
Ooh.
And he opened a new restaurant, so.
Somebody said he's cooking at the bar across from Kingy's.
No. Buckeye Lake Brewery.
The bar across from Kingy's, like Ugly Mug?
Yes.
I think he did briefly.
Okay.
But now he has a restaurant over there, and then he serves in Buckeye Lake.
His food was so good.
Of course.
His food was so good.
Yeah,
it was delicious. Rob's parents went, and they got a cheeseburger.
I think so.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos. Liked it. And then there was something else that Jim got, and I can't remember, but he said it was like the best thing he'd ever had.
What was the restaurant called? I forget what it was called.
What, the one at Buckeye Lake?
No, we
used to go to
Chef T's. And we had been there several times, and we always really liked it. The boys loved it.
He was so nice to them.
Yeah. And I remember,
good wine list, reasonably priced.
Stupidly priced.
Stupid price. What did we have? A Hilltopper?
Hilltopper in the 20s, like 25 bucks.
We paid restaurant price, like oftentimes you would pay more than that retail in a grocery or a wine shop.
Yeah. We did that, and then we had the brisket fries that were loaded with just ooey gooey cheese, and it was good. Yeah.
And his food was so delicious.
It was good.
It was all like made there, which is great.
Straight from scratch before you ordered it.
And it would be like a cheeseburger pretzel bun. You know, like just a nice little extra twist that made it be very, very good.
You said pretzel and twist.
All right. So
pasta dishes. He always had a seafood special. You could get a steak there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grandpa John got a New York strip.
Oh, yeah.
It was phenomenal. It was like 19 bucks.
I've got
pork
chop. Was
it broccoli cheddar soup that was really good?
Yes. There's soups, but that broccoli cheddar.
Well, I did a pork chop, and the fat was rendered. It was all nice char.
He did a wedding soup, Italian wedding soup.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with some scores here on the Wine Vault. So now we're going to provide some reviews for one truly wonderful masterpiece of an accomplishment of wine craftsmanship and effort. And the other one is Ménage à Trois. So we're going to start off first by providing a review to the Hocking Hills Winery wine, I guess. Pinot Noir, I guess. Yeah, the Hocking Hills Winery Pinot Noir. We're going to go around the room like we always do. We're going to start off with the triple B.
So this wine is fine. It is.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
F-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. And you know it's a Pinot. I wish there was more to it. Like really any other layer at all would be great. I was going to give it like maybe an 82 or an 83, but because they're sourcing their grapes, which pisses me off so much, I'm more like 81, 82.
Oh.
So I'll give it an 82.
It's kind of you.
It is very kind of me. I'm being very benevolent.
This is at least an 89, 90.
Hall of Fame.
What do you think the spectator would give it?
The enthusiast would give it a 97.
And it's not making any value Wall of Fames because it's $20.
Speak for yourself.
This is not bad.
No, it's not.
And for not bad.
That's good commentary. Go ahead.
It gets 84 of my points.
84. Wow.
And if I was going to frame this, mm-hmm. I would go 83 to 85.
What?
Yeah. Because it's almost
Rob's
through the variety.
Rob's going to give it a high score to piss me off. I can see it in
I was between 84
eyes.
And 85.
I have integrity.
I was between 84 and 85.
I have a question
it's
for
bad.
You about your score.
As you said, if you're at the restaurant in the Hocking Hills.
And you're forced to buy a Hocking Hills wine.
No, because you want to buy it. You want to have an authentic experience.
I have a question.
Very authentic.
Do you think that you've given it a couple of extra points because it's from Ohio?
No.
If it was
it's not from Ohio.
Well, I mean, it has an Ohio label on it.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's
so if it was from some tourist restaurant in Virginia, would you be as kind to it?
You're questioning Scott's integrity right
I
now,
am.
Which I think you should. But still, go ahead.
No,
Scott,
it's,
answer the
it's,
question.
It's fine.
Like
F-I-N-E, fine.
Fine.
Fine. It's fine.
Fine. Not like it's...
If it had...
No, it is fine.
A different nose if it had... As you said, it's just simple. It's straightforward. It's not quite linear, but it has a couple appealing things. It's almost... representative of a Pinot.
Almost, yeah, I think it is.
Almost.
Not
it
really.
It kind of sort of is, but it's Pinot light, but not...
I don't think it's... I think it has more things. I wouldn't say characteristics of a Pinot, but things than, say, Samuel Robert.
No, Samuel Winoy.
No.
That Pinot was...
Why was saying eat? No.
That... Pinot was Pinot Light in a different way. This is Pinot Light, and that it's
this has more
like a Pinot.
Things that aren't necessarily attributable to being a Pinot Noir.
Right.
You know,
where compared to that one was it had
nothing.
Pinot characteristics. It's just they were Pinot Light. Everything
well,
about it was
in
Pinot
fairness,
Light.
Nobody rides motocross at their place.
They might have a Hocking Hills motocross,
and I'm going to provide it.
With the correct score. Go ahead, tell us.
And the correct score tonight is 84.
No way.
Yeah, 84.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go 84 to 86 in my range.
And I almost said that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do 83 to 85, just like Scott did.
It's fine. It.
Rob has like a Cheshire Cat grin on his face.
Why can't Scott be right? Scott has to be right sometime.
Shit-eating grin.
Tell my wife that, please.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, it's. I think you would have scored it higher not revolted from the sourcing the grapes from California and bringing them to Ohio to make the wine.
Yes, and what Scott's saying is you lack integrity.
No, that's what you're saying.
I'm saying that too, but I'm agreeing with you once again.
She had a strong reaction, and I think that caused you to knock it down. You actually said that's why you knocked it down.
You did say that you knocked it down 2 points because of that.
Probably given it an 83.
You give an 84. You like it?
No, it's too watered down to give an 84.
Well, I don't know about that.
I would give it an 83.
Why
top,
add a
the most I could possibly give it on my best day would be an 83.
Well, you gotta understand they could only afford so much pre-bottled juice from California, so they had to cut it with water. It's fine.
Maybe it's from the waterfall on the label.
That would be artisanal.
Very beautiful.
So,
now, if it was from the waterfall and label, there'd have been some minerality in this thing.
I'm just glad, but Scott, I'm just glad that whoever made this actually drank a Pinot Noir before.
Yeah.
They actually did. And so often, they never have. Unlike
those screwballs that made Ménage à Trois.
Yes.
I have a serious question. Why do people attempt a Pinot?
Yes.
When it is one of the more difficult wines to make.
Well, it isn't when it's, you know, frozen grapes from California. But
I think.
Do you think it was frozen and shipped?
No, it was fresh.
You think it was frozen?
It's probably juice concentrate.
Probably that.
It's probably juice concentrate.
That was frozen.
I mean, you can get grapes shipped here.
It was in
but
a bag. Yeah.
I want to vomit. Like one of those plastic bladders.
I don't know what they do.
It's the home winemaking kit. They're just very good at the home wine.
You think that's what it was?
Probably. It was probably in the plastic tub, yeah. They're just really good at it. No, you couldn't actually accomplish this with that. But this is somebody that actually is a decent winemaker.
They did a good job.
Presuming that they're just not making it under somebody else's label.
Something we didn't talk about was that, you know, the subtle oaking of it.
Oh, by the way, Becky, what it's do you think bad. All that shit at, what the hell is that restaurant you like in Easton?
Cooper's Hawk?
That's all that shit.
Yeah, it's all sourced.
That's all 100% their stuff.
You didn't ask me to rate it.
Boom.
Bring them on. I'm happy to.
That's a pin drop right there. A mic drop, essentially. But they cost too much to drop. Boom. Boom. But now we're on to Ménage à Trois, and they're like, don't make us go second.
No, can we continue talking about Cooper Hawk? I think you vexed Becky, and she's got more commentary.
I don't care at all. Bring them on, and I'm happy to review them.
All right. I like their one Bordeaux thing that they had there. What? I don't mind.
It's just. Their wine's fine. It's just expensive for what it is. It's not great.
No.
Their food is delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Pricey.
What did I have last time? I don't remember.
You had a salad.
A salad?
No, you didn't have a salad. You had seafood.
Seafood?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, you did. You had shrimp, I think.
Shrimp? What? Did not.
He's squinting his eyes. He's going to have wrinkles because of this look on his face.
No, I didn't. Great. I'm more likely to get meatloaf than I am that.
No.
Well.
I can probably look on the menu and tell you what you got.
Good, because it wasn't fucking shrimp or a salad.
My phone's going to die, but I can look.
Because I was drinking that heavy Bordeaux. I don't know what I was. Well, not Bordeaux.
Bordeaux style.
Yeah. A Meritage blend. She will be so upset. It's clouded her judgment.
Did we have drunken shrimp as our appetizer?
No, but we had interference that's from your phone.
Shut up, leave me
that
alone.
That sounds like something you've discussed, they, the drunken
the people
shrimp.
That were with us also did that. They drank drunken
oh,
shrimp.
Oh, that's right. Drunken. This was the work date.
The double date. By the way.
Oh, did you have the grilled steak with chimichurri rub skirt steak?
No.
Okay, crispy Asian pork? No.
No.
Barbecue pork chop? No.
No.
Oh, you might have had the braised short ribs.
But that's going to sound really good.
Trio of medallions?
Yes, I had that. I had a trio of medallions.
Yep.
Yep. Now.
What did I have?
I don't know, but I'm sure you'll look it up. And the people that are on there are like.
I know. Nothing on here sounds like something I had. So
no. Damn it. Maybe you didn't have anything. You just drank your dinner like normal. And
maybe
Scott,
I tried to get the Mexican drunken shrimp made into an entree.
It's true.
Hey, I like doing that sometimes.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Talking hills. I wasn't putting luscious in your glass.
I was afraid.
Did anyone finish their Ménage glass?
Nope.
No.
Well, yeah, I actually finished my glass.
It's because you're bad.
You're going to buy it again, aren't you?
Nope.
Yes, he is.
No.
Let's do a check-in in a year.
That's right. It's like an intervention.
Danger me by
it's like
Megan.
Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. And we're back. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Scott's been drinking luscious Pinot Noir constantly. I'm going to shoot him. Now,
what was that non-vintage blend that I brought? Acronym. I'm more likely to buy Acronym than I would buy this again.
You never bought Acronym. You brought Troublemaker.
Troublemaker, which is made by the same people that make Acronym.
Okay. So the Ménage à Trois luscious.
Ew.
That's right. Was it that from the wine or from me?
Well,
I'm just too sexual.
The world I never
anyway,
robbed. So, too sexy for the show. Too sexy for
I'm
this show.
I'm actually going to do the show with my shirt off.
Okay.
No, okay. Go ahead.
Rhymes. Too sexy for
I don't even
show.
Know how to rate this. I don't think I had three
show.
Drinks of it. It's
too
terrible.
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
No.
And any score in the low 70s is fine. A 70.
Well, that's low.
I mean, I don't care. It's not drinkable.
You're not showing the kind of dedication I want to your score.
Well, there's nothing to pick apart in it because it tastes terrible. The oaking is horrible. Why would you mix? Why would you mix anything with a Pinot? That's a terrible idea. I don't know why you want it to be dark. You're taking away all of the best parts of Pinot and covering it up with all the other shit you put in it.
Well, you're assuming that the Pinot that they used has best parts.
It
but...
has to be better than the stuff they mixed in it.
It's just their shtick that they do these
yeah,
blends.
It's ridiculous.
I honestly don't understand. I don't know the person that would want to drink this. I mean, because it doesn't do anything that would.
No, if you like sweet wines or you don't like wine, you're not going to like this.
No.
Exactly.
I don't know who drinks
so
this.
It's not this kitschy thing.
Right.
There's
no.
What are they trying
it's
to do?
It's not particularly easy to drink.
No. And it's nothing like, it's not going to be good as a sangria. It's not going to be good as a slushy. It is not good.
I mean, it did remind me of swallowing my own vomit.
Yeah.
That's not the highest praise. What? We thought that was the nicest thing. We put that on our wall in our winery.
Yeah. They should be ashamed of themselves. It's terrible.
It's really.
They gave up shame a long time ago.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they've made their money. How about it?
If you have a sex act or a sex act on your, that's the name of your winery, you don't really care. So, Scott, what's your score? Just give me your score. I want your numbers. Now,
79, because this wine does not deserve starting with an 8.
I can't believe I almost didn't even let it start with a 7.
79.
How many drinks did you have?
Whatever he poured.
You borderline like it.
You did drink your whole glass.
It's awful.
So that's fine. Give it a 79.
It's awful. It's just
I'm
bad.
I'm so tired. But, I'm more of a Russian judge than Rob ever thought about being.
The bad oaking masks everything else so much you don't even know what the rest of it is. But
it's
that
hot. If you
give this
a 79 like Scott, I'm going to take your glass and dump it on your head.
But well, he typically writes his score down before we start.
No, I'm actually providing it 73 of my points.
Okay.
Probably because I've never given a 73 before and it sounded fun.
It is an odd number.
Although pissing Becky off with a 70, I couldn't actually. I never could give it a 79 because this is the thing. 79 means that if I was out and it was there, I would drink it if there was nothing else. This is something I would never drink.
You did drink it.
You did drink it, Scott. You drank it. If there was nothing else to drink.
Actually, it wasn't a whole glass. It was
Scott,
maybe a 2-ounce pour.
Scott, if all someone had to drink alcohol-wise and I needed a drink of alcohol and all they had was a bottle of Luscious, I would not drink.
Yeah, I would just have
you
water.
Would.
No, it
that's a 79.
Oh,
a 79
whatever.
Is, yeah, I would drink that.
Anything below 80,
I would
who
not
cares?
Drink this. Now, below a 70 makes me vomit profusely. It's just repulsive. It's OZV. This is not that bad,
no,
but it's terrible.
It's terrible.
You
it's
said
in the
that
70s.
This tastes like vomit, so it didn't make you vomit, but you
no,
thought you
that's
were.
Right.
That's
right.
That's
but I was able to swallow
thing.
It.
This is so bad that honestly, I don't even care to score it.
She's very bitter.
It tastes like shit.
Well, not literally, but figuratively, yes. It does taste like poo-poo.
It's terrible.
Bad oaking. It's just
Scott,
a fundamental
flaw. It's trash.
It is.
People that buy it are trashy.
Well,
that's you, but still.
I like my me on the trashy side
there's
of town.
There's nothing nice to say about it. Your 79 is shit.
It's
too high, dude.
Oh, my
how,
God.
Seriously,
how
long before Scott buys it?
Oh, he's going to buy it.
So,
hey, I think I can get lucky tonight.
In what world is 79 a good score?
Actually, Scott's going
to
buy
this?
It.
For this?
For anything.
I would
bad
publish
wine.
Your 79 if I were them. They're not getting it any higher from anybody else.
Well, God bless them.
My God. I would get a tattoo of your 79 if I were them.
No, but they do.
Jesus.
And they should be proud of that 79.
They should be.
If that's the highest score they ever get,
that
they should tattoo
that is the highest
it.
Score they'll ever get.
They suck.
But, yes.
But it's 79.
No, I've got something
that's
for that
bottle.
That's
not a good score.
It is for you. Do you want to keep the bottle here so you can drink the rest of it?
No, I
take
didn't.
It home?
No.
In a doggy bag? Because she's going to pour it down the sink.
Which I'm a little bit nervous about.
I had two drinks.
Yeah, don't do that. Just maybe dump it out on the road.
Set it on fire. Don't let the cat get it. So, so folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, the Triple B, and the Menage a Trois show, Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, don't speak. You've lost your speaking privileges. We are going to bid you adieu and see you next time when hopefully Scott will have integrity here on the Wine Vault. Good night.